Previously on Phil Goes to Space. Phil, a salesperson at a stationery shop, was hit by an energy beam from a flying saucer and found himself on a strange world. Then he met a warrior named Melilot who's being chased by bird-headed guards because he stole a jewel belonging to their boss, Vetch. After going on the run, Melilot and Phil are captured by the bird guards. And now, Phil Goes to Space, Part 2. Phil and Melilot are in a cage on the back of a floating truck.
Where are they taking us? Asked Phil.
Back to Vetch. Don't worry, we'll get away, said Melilot.
Kaka! Shut up! No, you won't,
said a bird-headed guard who was standing on the back of the truck with the cage.
Ha ha! I think I will, argued Melilot.
Kaka! I said shut up!
Melilot is smacked by the bird-headed guard.
Don't antagonize them, begged Phil.
Ha ha! These lousy bird-headed weirdos!
Kaka! I thought I told you to shut up!
Let me out and show me then.
Alright, I... Hey, I'm not falling for that one.
No, of course not. Ha ha! See what I tell you, Phil. These hollow-boned losers couldn't fight anyone.
Hollow! Kaka! That's it! Pull over!
The guard told the driver. The hover truck lands and the guard goes and unlocks the cage.
Right, now you got something to say, Kaka?
Yes. Run!
Melilot kicks the guard and runs. Phil follows after him. The guard chases, and once again, Melilot and Phil run into the trees nearby.
Running through the trees? That's your plan! I thought you were going to, I don't know, fight them or something, said Phil.
Simple it may be, but we got away, didn't we?
Replied Melilot. They continued to run until Melilot felt they'd gotten far enough away.
I think we're safe now. I've still got the jewel. Okay, we're good to go.
Where are we going?
What? I told you. To the professor. He will destroy the jewel.
I'm so tired. Can't we rest somewhere?
Come along, Phil. You'll love the professor.
Is it far from here?
Phil said, starting to sit.
Good question. It's over in that direction.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I'm sitting for a minute. I'm jaded.
Phil looked at his phone. Seeing he'd absolutely no signal, he felt silly that he thought it would and put it away.
We cannot stay here for long, for the bird-headed guards will find us.
I know.
And there are, of course, other dangers.
Other dangers?
Oh, yes. Why, Phil, you are an odd one. How do you not know this wood has many dangers?
Because I'm not from here. I woke up here right before we met.
Huh. How odd. So wait, where are you from? Phil, don't move.
Phil sat bolt up.
What? What is this?
He could see the fear in Melilot's face.
Just don't move. Whatever you do, don't turn around.
Melilot said in hushed tones.
What? What? What?
Phil was sweating now.
Shush! No! Shush!
Melilot's scream whispered. Phil couldn't help himself. He had to. His body gripped in terror. He slowly turned.
No! No! Ah!
Melilot protested. Behind Phil, moving slowly, was a large green swamp creature.
Ah, Melilot, it's you! Said the creature. Ha ha! It's great to see you. Melilot, I've been slithering all over the place. Oh, what I've seen. Oh ho ho ho! The other day I saw a stone. Yeah, a huge stone. It was amazing. Then I saw a bird.
The swamp creature carried on, and Melilot just kept saying, Aha, yes. Oh, ahaha, yes. Then leant towards Phil, and through gritted teeth said,
I told you not to look. Now we're stuck here.
I didn't know, whispered Phil.
Well, oh my, look at the time. We must get going, said Melilot, already walking away. Ah, yes, and who is this?
Asked the swamp creature to Melilot's dismay.
Oh, this? He's, a gardener. Better step back. I was taking him away, of course. He's wild to prune this area. And you?
What? Get him away, Melilot.
Yes, of course. Come along, you horrible man. Goodbye.
And they ran off, leaving the swamp creature. Melilot walked fast, his arm clamped around Phil, pushing him forward, and Phil struggling.
Right, he is gone. Phew, That was close. Oh look, it's the river. If we follow this, we'll arrive at the professor's in no time.
They began to walk, and on the horizon they could see a house.
There, that's the professor's house, Menelaus informed Phil, who had assumed that.
Also in the distance was a large tower. Menelaus saw Phil looking at it.
That is where Vetch is. We must get to the professor soon.
Just then, they heard the sound of a hover truck.
Oh no, it's the bird-headed guards! They found us, said Phil.
Melilot looked back at the vehicle and saw someone in the front seat holding a large sword.
It's worse than that. It's Vetch. He's here himself.
Will Vetch capture them? Will they arrive at the professor's in time? Will the swamp creatures see another rock? Find out next time.